Hey, Mama, it's Ashley. Welcome back to podcast Piece by Pieces. Today, I'm talking about how to break free from mom guilt. Because, Mama, you do not have to walk along this path of motherhood, constantly getting snagged and pulled back down and knocked down and smacked in the face with guilt and blame and shame and worry and doubt. You do not. You do not. You can opt out of that. And I'm going to go into how to break free from that cycle today. Now, if you were with me for season one of Piece by Pieces, you're going to hear some of the same information because I listened to the episode I did about mom guilt last season and I was like, you know what? This is some good shit. So why invent the wheel? Why reinvent the wheel and why make things harder for myself? Because we do that, don't we? And I chose not to. And you can too. So have a listen and I know you're going to love it.
There are so many millions, billions even, different kinds of mom guilt. There are billions of flavors of mom guilt, different sizes, textures, colors, flavors of mom guilt. Each one of us, females and moms, we experience mom guilt in different ways for different reasons in different aspects of our life. From body image and the tone of our voice and how we parent our children and the type of food that we eat, whether we work outside the home or work at home or we're a stay-at-home mom, and how we keep a house, how we do laundry, the type of soaps that we use. There are so many different kinds of mom guilt that we all experience. But why? The source of mom guilt is from expectations. Expectations put on us by others, expectations that we carry within ourselves, expectations that we are supposed to be and should be a certain way, talk a certain way, look a certain way, be a certain way in all of the different areas of our lives. We have these expectations being thrown at us from our families, from society, from culture, from schools, from movies, from social media, from influencers, from celebrities, from everywhere. And we are often our own worst enemy. We beat ourselves up. We are our worst inner critic. So we have all of these expectations being thrown at us. Literally our entire lives. And the guilt comes from falling short, feeling like we're falling short, feeling like we're not enough, feeling less than, feeling like we're not meeting those expectations, that we're not being what we're supposed to be, that we're not doing what we should be doing. But yet, all of those expectations are external. Or have been internalized by us agreeing with them. And a lot of it comes down to a people-pleasing tendency of us wanting to fulfill the needs, wanting to check the boxes, this desire to be liked and make people like us, to be nice and sweet and perfect, to work like we don't have children, but be a mother like we don't have a job, and all the different aspects of that dichotomy. So, when you get down to the very bottom of it, when we were born, we didn't have expectations of what a woman should be or a mom should be. All of that was learned, and all of that was learned from external sources around us. And without knowing, we absorbed these expectations and they became our own expectations. But a lot of them are in conflict with one another, such as working like you don't have children, but mothering like you don't have a job. Those directly conflict. And until we stop to define what being a good mom means to each one of us, we are constantly running from one thing to another, trying to satisfy all of the boxes, trying to make all of the people happy, trying to do all of the things and be all of the things. And while there have been shifts in recent years and will continue to have shifts in society and culture around what is expected, and those external expectations will shift and morph as we move forward and evolve as humanity, there will be external expectations. People can ask anything of you. They can ask. But it's all a suggestion. They are all suggestions. People can request and ask things of you, but you are not required to meet those expectations. You are not obligated to meet those expectations, those specific expectations from other people. So one shift that I want you to take away from this episode today is looking at those expectations as suggestions and not obligations. Because when we look at them like suggestions, then that places us in a seat of power of, do I agree with this suggestion or do I disagree with this suggestion? Am I going to go along with this or be like, nope, no thank you, not for me, I don't accept? So that is the first step in dealing with the expectations of others and a way to tame the mom guilt that we all experience every day. The next step is to look at our internal expectations, the things that we have taken on ourselves. We hold ourselves to a higher standard than other people do. We are our own worst critic. So let's look at those things and dig in and find out what's underneath of them. Where is it coming from? Whose voice is it? And why? Why is it there? Is it something that I actually agree with? Is this something that is actually a value and an alignment with what is important to me as a mom? You can ask yourself these things when you experience them. And this will help you get to a solid foundation under your feet about what you believe it means for you to be a good mom. Because that's where the taming of the mom guilt really happens, and where you can stand with confidence and clarity, knowing what you stand for. Because most of us have just absorbed all of this messaging our whole lives and without conscious choice agreed with it. But when you take a step and put the energy, time and attention and thought and consideration into investigating and examining your own values and what it means for you to be a good mom for you. And why? And why? Why are those specific things the things that you believe that you want to be as a mom? That mean that you're a good mom to you, that mean that you are actually living up to your legit, real, valuable, examined, and decided upon expectations for yourself. Because then you will find your feet on solid ground beneath you, and you can dig them down and stand there as the waves of expectations that will continue to come from others, as they come to you as their suggestions, and you're like, nope, not for me, because you're allowed to say no. You're allowed to say no to things that are not in alignment with you and your values. And you're allowed to say yes to the things that are, that maybe other people don't understand. And that's okay. That is where your specific and unique identity as a mom for your children, because this involves your children too, and each child, of course, is unique, just like every human being is unique. So their needs and wants are different, which influence the way you show up as a mom to these specific children. When you go through this process of solidifying this, what success means for you in motherhood, for your children, then you can withstand all of the expectations and suggestions, attacks, anything that comes your way. Because you are solid. And you know. And you don't need to explain it to anybody. And you don't need to convince anybody. Because you make the best decisions for you and your family. Because the external expectations, beliefs, opinions about you and your life, I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon, unfortunately. But you get to decide whether you take them on and walk around with them and conform your life and your motherhood to those external expectations, or whether you get to look at each one of them and be like, no thanks, and stand in your truth, being the mom that you know that you are here to be. You get to choose how to respond to all of those external stimulus. Now, I have a question for you. Right now, in your existence right now, in your life, your family life, as a mom, as a woman, if you're finding yourself stressed out, resentful, angry, sad, disillusioned, pissed off, sarcastic, tired, and sluggish, maybe sick, a control freak, like you're the only one that can do anything the right way, but you also feel taken advantage of and taken for granted, and you find yourself unable to show up and live as the mom, partner, woman, human that you want to be, that you know that you are,
then you, my dear sweet mama, just might need a reset. Click the link in the description to apply for a free DM conversation with me to identify what is blocking you from a guilt-free, joyful experience as a mom. And you'll get a free training to boot. I know you're awesome. And I know that you want the best and want to be the best version of you, for your kids, and your people. So let's get you showing up as her. I have various program options from minimal to all in, and I know that there is something that will fit for you. I'm so excited to chat with you. Please apply below. I love you, and thank you for listening.